All right, episode 115. We're back.
115. 115 strong.
Is there any numerology about 115? Is that a thing?
Well, it's
not 99 bottles of beer on
no,
the wall.
No, it's two ones and a five.
Yeah, that it is. On the 10 base system.
And so. 11 minus 5 is 6.
Yeah. I feel like we say this frequently, but we haven't done one of these in a little while, and I'm a little bit out of practice.
Yeah.
So we might have to shake off the rust on this one. So
Okay.
We're not going to have 5 minutes of babbling nothingness like we normally do, talking about coffee or pencils or whatever. Right.
Well, maybe if we crack open a beer or something, we'll loosen up a little bit.
Dun-dun-dun. There you go. And that brings us to today's topic is advertising and design for some brewskis, for some beers, for some spirits.
Alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, alcoholic beverages.
Or non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, that is all the rage these days, too.
Spirits.
So, yeah, spirits. Yeah, over the last, how many years? It's been a while. We've started to grow more and more and more, our little shop, working in that space, right? We obviously do a lot of consumer packaging. We do a lot of poultry stuff from our North Georgia friends and a lot of stuff in the grocery store, but haven't always played in the beer aisle, the spirits aisle, things like that. And we've started to dabble more and more in that realm and thought it could be kind of fun to sort of just banter about that today.
Yeah.
Alcoholic beverages, hey. They're all the rage.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's fun about, and we do a little bit of both. We've got, certainly we work direct with clients on some beer brands, but then we also get hired out by other shops sometimes and other things just to do sort of hired gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Creative work on.
Absolutely.
And this sort of falls into that category somewhat. I guess what I think is fun about working on a lot of the projects that we do in this space is, two things. Number one, it's fun to do traditional point of sale work.
Yeah.
Right. And it's and everything from package design work to, funky fun store standees and floor clings and
in-store merchandising.
In-store merchandising.
It feels like it's kind of old school, like it's a dinosaur. Like everybody, like years and years ago, I mean, when we used to work on Kellogg's, we would do this kind of stuff all the time, like in the grocery store, right? But retail environments, not that they're dying, but I mean, man, it's impossible to get a sign in a Walmart anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything's so locked down, right? But the liquor store
is ripe with
it. Is still the wild
west.
It's
like a fun house in there.
the only challenge, honestly, in the liquor store is walking through the liquor store because man, those things are packed.
Yeah, you got stacks of things everywhere, standees.
And, I mean, you got things hanging from the ceilings. There might be an inflatable over in the corner.
Yeah,
I mean, there's the most ridiculous amount.
Yeah, I feel like there's always like an inflatable palm tree by the Corona or something.
There are danglers,
Malibu rum. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, there's things hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. I mean, they're they do the display, but like the giant bottle of the product over. I mean, it is just literally the Wild West of in-store merchandising, which is so crazy.
And I wonder why that is. Like, I don't know that there's any real rhyme or reason for that.
For why liquor stores are so crazy?
Why liquor stores are so crazy with merchandising and stuff.
I don't know. I feel like, again, I might be speaking out of turn here, but, you do have different rules and regulations per state, right? In terms of can they both be in the same store? Can they be in grocery stores? Things like that, right? So it isn't like there's a national liquor store brand like a Walmart or a Target or whatever where it's totally locked down and corporate controlled.
Yeah.
Right? So you may have like here,
like
we've got Tower,
ABC,
we got Greens and
your chains,
South Carolina. You got you got the chains like that, right? But I think that because of that, kind of like what we talked about with Barnes & Noble a bunch of podcasts back, right? There's kind of just local autonomy to do whatever you want to do in your own store.
Owners control whatever,
Yeah, and these big brands, even, well-known vodka brands, well-known liquor brands that have been around for 30, 40, 50, 60, they'll still throw lots of money at a launch or at LTO, right? Like, oh, this is the flavor of the summer.
Yeah.
Here's all the stuff, that goes with it, right?
But you not only have the liquor, producers, right? The manufacturers and the producers, then you have the distributors.
Yeah, totally.
And the distributors play a huge role in that too, because
the gatekeepers.
Everybody has a vested interest in pushing the brand as much as possible. Yeah. So the distributors they're oftentimes the ones that foot the bill on a lot of the in-store merchandising stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or
absolutely.
At least split co-op it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we'll do like a call it a tool set for a brand, for either a promotion, hey, win a trip somewhere, or win a VIP experience with a musical artist or whatever, And man, we will rock out every conceivable version of point of sale for the, everything from a small little channel strip to like a push pull sign for the door. You know what I mean? It's literally the front door, like
refrigerator door stickers.
Yeah, refrigerator door stickers. I mean, they'll be
floor clings.
Yeah, danglers.
Dangler wobbler.
Yeah, and then these, but all the way up to like big, like 80-inch wide, you know, 100-inch tall, like giant constructed out of cardboard or whatever, like things. And it's like, oh man. And then, you know, hey, you're supposed to stack, call, I don't know, what is it, 50 cases of whatever, something or whatever inside this display. Kind of like, think about your Super Bowl display for Coca-Cola. They got the big wall of all the
right.
Like, I mean, yeah, we'll do all that. So, I mean, it is everything from the smallest little, you know, 3x3-inch little sticker to like gigantic in-store merchandising, which is pretty fun, man.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
It's super fun. We'll walk through, we'll talk about one of our local clients.
Yeah. Right?
And
do it.
Kind of walk through a little bit of a case study. So, Atlanta folks probably have heard or tasted or enjoy often Scofflaw. Right?
Yeah.
The Scofflaw local.
Hopefully all three of those things they've done.
Right. That's right. So they are a local Atlanta-born brewery here in town. We've got a few different locations. They are actually now the largest independent brewer in the state of Georgia.
Correct. Because our friend Sweetwater sold.
Our friends at Sweetwater sold.
Yeah.
To a Canadian marijuana company.
Yeah. Canadian cannabis company.
Cannabis company. So anyway, Scofflaw now moves into the P1.
We're going to call it pole position. Yeah, P1.
P1.
Yeah. Push, push.
Yeah.
Box.
Push.
Box.
Okay.
Yeah. A little inside.
Stop
humor
talking
there
and let me drive.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I love how he says okay. And then like 5 seconds later, he's like, okay, we're going to need you to box. You know, like.
Well, here's what's great about too, and we'll fill everybody. We're referencing Formula One, Drive to Survive.
Yeah, the popular
the Netflix
show on Netflix.
Show.
Yeah.
What's so funny about it is they are unlike every other sport, where when you hear like, you know, mic'd up football players or baseball coaches or whatever else.
Yeah.
It's the most foul language, and at Formula One, everyone's so polite. It's often okay. Please box.
Yeah.
Please box.
Yeah. You know, 3 seconds to Leclerc.
Please box.
Yeah. It's short snippets. I feel like because those guys are driving, 200 miles an hour in crazy hairpin turn. Like you can't give a verbose.
You can't be distracted.
Yeah. They need bite-sized nuggets of information, like just baby miniature sentences, right? Because I mean, the concentration there is out of control, right?
Yeah.
So
anyway.
So Scofflaw has moved into P1. In qualifying.
Scofflaw has moved into P1.
Yeah.
And they came to us, and because of the work that we've done with Sweetwater in the past, they liked what we did. So they sort of approached us and said, hey, we've got, you know, two of our signature brews, which is their base. They're both IPAs.
Yeah.
This one's called their Basement, and one's called their Pog.
Yeah.
IPA. And they said, hey, our two signature brews are available in 16-ounce cans, right?
Yep.
As opposed to your basic standard. They're also available in 12-ounce cans, but we can them in 16-ounce cans.
Yep.
They've been in the marketplace, but we want to refresh that, and we want to let people know about these big cans and the fact that, generally speaking, you can get them for the price of other competitors' 12-ounce cans.
Exactly.
So it's a price play.
Yeah. More beer for the same amount.
More beer for the same amount, and really good beer for the same amount. So they came to us and they said, hey, we want to kind of do a campaign around this idea of 33% more.
Yeah.
Right? And so they sell the 12 packs of the 16-ounce cans. And so we concepted a bunch of directions, but one of the ideas that we came up with that that ended up sort of going with was this idea of, okay, well, you've got these big cans, and you think of tall boys, right?
Yeah.
Is the traditional 16-ounce moniker, right?
Yeah.
As a tall boy. Well, Scofflaw's branding, if you're not familiar with it, is kind of founded upon this whole idea of this goat.
Yes.
And they have this crazy goat character.
Yes.
And it's on their cans.
Yeah, the goat. This is kind of like how Sweetwater's got the fish. I mean, I hate to simplify it like that, but they've always had a
renegade.
Goat. Yeah.
It's kind of a renegade goat. And if you ever go to the brewery, which you should, it's really cool up there. They got a lot of great outdoor space and event space. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, they've got the character goat in there and all the goat paintings everywhere.
Yeah, there's the kind of goat stuff everywhere. It's just kind of part of the brand.
The
MailChimp's got the monkey, you know, the chimpanzee through. I mean, they've got their goat. You know,
they got their goat.
That's their jam.
So we kind of leaned into that and decided, hey, why don't you call these 16-ounce cans the big goat cans?
The big goat.
So lean into your original branding, and then goat, obviously, greatest of all time. Yep. It's got a lot of different things going on, but we thought, hey, why don't we name these things the big goat cans?
Yeah.
And that's sort of the idea that we kind of ran with. And then we did a whole series of lines around 33% more.
Yeah.
It's 33% more beer envy. Is another line.
That's on pack now, I believe, right?
It's on pack now, too. Yeah. And so we did a whole slew, and it's super bright colors. It's leveraging their brand colors of the green and sort of the
orange.
Of the Pog and the Basement IPA, and just kind of leaned into that. And it's kind of super over the top and super fun. And we did 5-foot standees. We did counter cards. We did a massive floor cling.
Yeah, the floor cling is humongous.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
And we did, what else did we do? Refrigerator stickers
for
in the stores and everything else. So super exciting. It's a lot of fun. Got to redo the packaging as well.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we also did the can.
Yeah.
Or not the carton.
The carton. The 16-ounce carton. Well, yeah. And we updated the can too.
We did a little bit of tweaking of the can.
Updated the can a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, super fun suite of merchandise. And merchandising that is about to hit the stores.
What's your favorite aspect of working in this kind of vertical, working in liquor and beer and whatnot?
I don't know.
Here's my
favorite thing about it, but also what makes it the most difficult.
Okay.
Is that you kind of have license to just do whatever you want, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think in a lot of ways, you obviously have parameters, right? In this case, it was 16-ounce cans. We want to talk about them as being more beer for less money. While you have certain parameters, it's an industry that allows you to kind of do whatever you want in terms of tone and attitude and conceptual development and everything else, which is difficult because it's like
wide open canvas.
I've got a blank sheet of paper and I can do anything I want.
Yeah.
But it's also fun because of that, because you can. There's no such thing as too wacky.
Yeah, which makes the first round presentation to clients, I think, really exciting because you it's not like, hey, here's four versions within the same sandbox,
right?
You know what I mean? Like here's four of the same sandboxes, just kind of slightly different. It's like, here's a sandbox, here's a beach ball, here's a dolphin, you know, and here's a seagull. Like they're all you can really try a lot of different things and sort of find out what that correct tone is.
And they're also starting from a really good place, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got like, and especially with Scofflaw, like they have a great brand foundation.
Yeah, Scofflaw's awesome.
And a lot of great tools from the brand side to work with, right?
Yeah.
Including the goats.
Yeah.
And we did everything for them. We've done, also in this concept, we told them they need to have goat parties.
Yeah,
they
totally
need to have petting zoo or petting brew parties, we call them, at the at the brewery where they bring in goats.
Yeah, their space is fantastic. I mean, just the event space itself. So it is definitely a fun destination to go to.
It's a fun.
I think my favorite, not that you're asking, but I'm going to share it.
Please.
I think my favorite is, it kind of reminds me of like when we first got in this industry and how the flow of projects work. So by that I mean, we do a lot of ideating and we do a lot of concepting and we still do a lot of sketching.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of that first round drawing, as you'd like to call it, right? Which I think, you know, you get to kind of rapid prototyping faster, right?
Yeah.
And that's like, hey, we did a taster's kit for one of those whiskeys and, you know, and so it was a lot of like, hey, you know, mechanical design, but still very loose in terms of like designing the sketching. Here's how it can work, right? So there is, I mean, everything now is a race to you know, final production, and you know, a lot of first round presentations, even from design methodology, right, is still very computer generated. I don't mean that in a negative way, but like, hey, you're on Illustrator, you're on Photoshop, you're doing whatever. You know, you're never going to show a client a first round logo presentation of all sketches anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Like it's all like, you know, mechanically designed, right?
Right.
But I think this industry is so much fun because you still have that loose, I mean, we're doing spots for a vodka company right now, and it's not even storyboarded. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's still very much narrative. It's still
just
very
the
much
idea. It's almost white paper.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. Which still is like, you still get that fun round one theater of the mind. Mm-hmm. Everybody buys in, and then you slowly start to refine.
Yeah.
And then yeah. We get to like brand standards, and you got to use this typeface, and you know, we'll get to all that stuff, you know. But I think that's still my favorite part of working in this sort of vertical is that wide open spaces and that foundational drawing and sketching and really ideating.
And it's also too, like, who in this industry doesn't want to work on that type?
Yeah, it's fun.
On alcohol clients.
Yeah, it's fun.
A great industry. I mean, there are a ton of fun industries to work
in,
of course. But it kind of takes you out of the stuff you maybe typically do.
Sure.
And you get to do something super crazy and wacky and fun, almost like you were back in school.
Yeah.
But then it becomes real, and you get to walk around the grocery store and go, oh my gosh, look at that. We did that. And you get to see it in out in the wild, as we say.
Yeah. I still get a kick. Anytime we see anything in the wild, I just love it. That never gets old. That literally never gets old.
And the free beer.
sure.
You know, our good friends at Scofflaw are kind enough to give us inspirational beers.
Yes. Yes.
From time to time. So that is helpful.
It gets you through that Friday afternoon concepting session at the end of the day, right?
Not all clients you want to do trade deals with.
No. The beer is fun. Yeah, and it's a good product. So, what anything you don't like about working in the just for fun? Any sort of negatives on this on the side of life? That's kind of a weird turn, I think. I can't really think of any. I'm just playing devil's advocate is where I'm at. You know.
I need to be careful here.
Okay.
I think that, and this is not.
So not unique to this industry?
Not unique to this industry. But I think that, and this is maybe just a sort of a general topic, but I think in more and more with the advance of technology, and I'm talking about AI, talking about iPhones, I'm talking about everything holistically.
Sure.
I think some clients, have this way of thinking that it's easy to generate stuff.
Okay, got it.
Right, you know what I mean? That it's a lot, and it's true. It is easier.
Yeah.
To generate things, generally speaking, these days. But sometimes I think that it's in this image, it's move this here and take this there and make.
Yeah.
Make the background this instead of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa. Wait a minute.
Hold on a second here.
Yeah. So I think that, and that's just kind of a general industry thing that I think probably if you talk to 99% of agencies out there, they would tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Client asks sometimes are moving more quickly than their own machine.
Yeah, what's interesting is like not dissimilar to Coca-Cola, right? We'll pick on that. You know, like, hey, the formula hasn't changed, right? That's not, what they do is they change their packaging. The brands change their packaging now, established brands like that, right? And I think kind of what you're alluding to is each brand, you'll have a brand that's a tequila and soda brand. You'll have a brand that's a vodka brand. You'll have we'll have a library of all those brand assets for those specific brands. And it's, hey, we got to do advertising and trade publications. We've got to advertise the 7-Eleven. There's all this just sort of all the stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, their machine of updating the packaging itself so far outpaces the rest of their brand library. We are constantly caught in a state of updating and retouching existing assets to what is currently going to be on shelf, right?
Yeah.
And it is fascinating in that, before the end of the year, we wrapped up an April, May, June promotion for this year,
right?
So from brand perspective, and this is not unique to, but like brand managers, agencies, us, we're all soured of everything 6 months before it even hits the market.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like we're so far ahead of time, right? So it does make some of those challenges of like, this year we'll already be working on next year's stuff.
Yeah.
But, we've rebranded or we've changed that formulation, or we don't use those brand assets anymore and this and that. You know what I mean? So you have these multiple paths of like, you're working on something now for the future, but you have immediate needs which need to be for today, but then you also have the stuff that's not going to be ready for 6 months from now, which does make the industry kooky. And there's a lot of vendors and moving pieces and parts, you know what I mean? Because they're all national brand, right? So, it's going all over the place. I mean, in terms of printers and partnerships, Things
but
like
I think
that,
it's so. Also too, like if I think about specific examples and it's like, and this happens a lot, you know, it used to be, you've heard the term, well, just fix it in post.
Yeah. Oh
right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's been around forever. It's always been, oh, I just fix it in post.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now we're hearing that more and more and more and more, which is, oh, we went out and did a photo shoot that we may or may not have been involved in.
Yeah.
And we get everything back and it's here it is. And then the client says, well, I want this. Yeah. And you go, well,
why didn't you shoot it that way?
Why didn't you shoot it that way? Well, just fix it in post.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's not easy to change that glass that the drink is actually in on the bar. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah,
and again, I think that's because technology in this new landscape of AI and all of these things that people get on your phone and your thing, all these things.
Yeah.
That I think there's this misbelief that disbelief that you can just hit a button and change anything you want.
Yeah. It still is fun. It's fun to have this roster of clients on the agency side though. You know, I mean, and again, not that I don't love working in, you know, working in healthcare is super fun. You know, it's emerging biological technologies that are repairing your body and you know, you get these and you're like, what in the, this is amazing. You know, like you
got as much fun as beer.
No. It's not as much fun as beer. No, but it's, that's what makes the beer even more fun though.
Yes.
Right. Is that, hey, we're doing this, we're working on this college, university, we're working on the, doing different things. Right. And then adding in, we got some beer.
Yeah.
Going,
well, we've
some
always
tequila
said variety,
happening.
Variety keeps it interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll never be a niche agency. That won't happen.
Absolutely not. Well, this is a rousing, what is this? A 21 minute ad for Scofflaw.
There you go.
Go get yourself some Scofflaw.
Yeah. Hit the brewery over on MacArthur.
Yeah, and, do us a solid and get a 12-pack of Big Goat cans.
The Big Goat cans coming soon to a liquor store and a grocery store near you. You can't miss it.
Right? Yeah.
Green and it's delicious.
Yeah, too. For sure. All right, I think they're right. Where can everybody find us, Sarup?
When we're not perusing the beer aisle at our local Publix, you can find us here in the shop or online, of course, at mocktheagency.com. And then on all the socials, we are... all the rage on the socials.
Crushing it.
At Mock the Agency. So you'll find us there as well.
All right.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.